Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, a cool breeze sweeps through Jerusalem. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, but comfortable enough for an evening out. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports a strike on a weapons site in Gaza, with 6 people killed, including a young girl. This comes from the Times of Israel, reported 2 hours ago. Also, Israel and the U.S. conducted joint military exercises amid tensions in the Gulf. This news broke just 16 minutes ago on Walla. Also this hour, Iran and the U.S. continue their standoff over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's new leadership, largely controlled by the Revolutionary Guards, is at the center of this, reported by Israel Hayom 4 hours ago. Separately, Lindsey Graham is making a final push for Saudi-Israel peace. Axios provided this update 2 hours ago. And finally, an IDF soldier could face disciplinary action after appearing in a live stream with a controversial influencer. This story comes from I-24 News, reported 4 hours ago. From X, the latest. David Keyes shared just 21 minutes ago that an official who once threatened Israel has been taken out by Israeli forces. Ambassador Yishir Leiter posted 25 minutes ago about his conversation with journalist Margaret Brennan on upcoming talks with Lebanon, focusing on peace without Iranian and Hezbollah influence. I24NEWS English wrote 40 minutes ago that Iran now seeks U.S. recognition of its control over the Strait of Hormuz, according to expert Dr. Meir Javadanfer. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in Gaza, earlier today the military confirmed hitting a weapons factory, reportedly killing 6. The Times of Israel notes that the IDF is unaware of any incident involving a 9-year-old. This strike follows previous tensions in the region. The implications are significant, possibly escalating the already volatile situation. Turning to the joint military exercises, Israel and the U.S. practiced involving the IDF in potential attacks on Iran. This comes amid internal tensions within Iranian leadership, as reported by Walla. The drills underscore the gravity of the regional situation and the strategic partnership between Israel and the U.S. Meanwhile, the standoff over the Strait of Hormuz continues. Iran's new leadership, with significant Revolutionary Guard influence, is challenging U.S. positions. This detail from Israel Hayom highlights the geopolitical tension affecting global oil routes. Such developments could lead to further economic ramifications worldwide. In another story, Lindsey Graham is advocating for Saudi-Israel normalization. Axios reports that he sees this as a crucial step in a broader post-war settlement. If successful, this could reshape Middle Eastern diplomatic relations. Finally, controversy surrounds an IDF soldier who appeared with influencer Clavicular. I-24 News reports that the soldier may face consequences due to the influencer's controversial history. This raises questions about military conduct and social media's role in shaping perceptions. On the economic front, first, Alarum is cutting its workforce following an FBI investigation. The investigation into its subsidiary, NetNut, has caused significant disruptions, as reported by CTEC 2 hours ago. Separately, World Cup fans in the U.S. are turning their trips into shopping sprees. According to Ynet Business, they are buying electronics and everyday items, finding them cheaper than at home. And finally, there's a debate over nursing companies profiting at the expense of the elderly. Doron Raz, head of the Nursing Companies Association, defended the industry in an interview with Israel Hayom Business. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.